Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your Take It to the Top Win at Work coach, Sharice Taylor. So we are talking today about powering up your progress, how you can make the rest of this year the best of the year for you and yours. And so these tips, tools, and techniques are going to be applicable, of course, to your career and or business, but the tips and tools we're going to talk about are applicable at home in your personal life as well. So the first thing that you want to do to power up your progress is to pause. Believe it or not, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but the first thing that you want to do is actually just pause. And that first step is essential because we need to stop. We need to stop going. We need to stop doing for a moment and just pause, breathe, take a break, take a rest. And what we're going to talk about next are the things that you're going to do in this time of pausing. It's very important first for you to take assessment of what has taken place thus far in your year. And this is applicable whether it is in the first month of the year, it might be the first quarter, the second quarter, the halfway mark. At the time of this recording, we are nearing the halfway mark of the calendar year 2019. And so this is applicable at any time in any calendar year. You're going to find these tips, tools, and techniques to be very helpful to you. And so the first thing is to just pause, just decide to stop. And, I mean, get into a space of doing nothing, of peace. In order to power up, it's really important that you power down everything else, all of the noise, all of the going and doing that makes up the daily grind of our lives, right? We want to get rid of the technology. We want to get to a quiet space where you can sit, and we're going to talk about some of the other steps here in just a moment. But you want to get rid of your technology for this moment or for this day or for this morning or afternoon, evening, whatever time you're setting aside to truly pause. We've heard the term pause for the cause, right? Well, the cause is you, and it's definitely a great reason for you to just put a halt to all of the busyness that often occupies our minds and our thinking, our activities. So that's number one. The first thing is to pause. The second thing is to assess. And when I'm talking about assessing, we're taking assessment of what has taken place thus far. In this case, combing through first quarter and combing through second quarter and assessing the activities, the action, the things that have gone on. And again, I ask career professionals, business owners to focus in on at least three key areas that are most important to you to see steady, significant progress in. For me, there are five key areas. It's my spiritual growth, my relationships, my health, my finances, and last but certainly not least, career and or business. So those are my five categories. You may have less, you may have more. I really think getting outside of five, we want to avoid getting into a state of overwhelm. So if in any one calendar year you're really trying to make significant progress, I believe, it's my professional opinion, in more than five key areas, you may be pushing yourself into a state of overwhelm, which is no good. So at least three key areas for you that you really want to see progress in. And so this second step here where we're assessing what has gone on, we want to journal out what has happened that's been significant in this area. And we want to pinpoint the areas of challenge as well as the areas of growth. So again, we want to pinpoint the areas of challenge and the areas of growth, because it's important as we are progressing and pushing towards our goals, our aspirations, our New Year's resolutions, whatever you happen to call them, that you take some time to celebrate what's going well. You know, we tend to be taught and focus in our society on our shortcomings and the things that we don't do well, but focus on what is going well, what is growing at a good rate. So just pausing again, deciding to pause, to stop, and then number two, to assess in the key areas, at least those three key areas, three to five key areas in your life, the challenges as well as the areas of great growth. And what that does, looking at the challenges and then also capping that with the areas of growth, is that is going to give you some energy and some enthusiasm, because you'll say, hey, you know, maybe these areas I didn't do quite as well, didn't hit that particular goal that I had set, but here are the great things that did go on. So that's why it's really important for you to sit and take assessment of what is going on. And the third step now is that we're going to start to create a plan of action, okay? Because now we're in the planning phase for the next month or for the next quarter or the next year, whatever point you're doing these exercises, we want to put a plan of action in place. And when we're doing that, hopefully, ideally, there has already been a plan made. We know that here at Tailored for Success, I encourage career professionals to be planning for the first half of the year, at the very least, during the last quarter of the previous year. You're starting to do those things in October. So hopefully there's already a plan that's in place that now, after assessing, you can start to look at where you need to pivot, look at where you need to go a new way, look at some of the things that maybe you're like, you know, this really doesn't excite me anymore. This is not where my focus is anymore. And some of those plans that you made, you may decide to eliminate altogether. But this third step is very important. All of the steps are important, but this is very important because now we are putting a plan in place and we're putting a plan in action that we are going to actually do. So, again, in those key areas, whether it's finances, it's health, it's relationships, it's career, it's home, it's for students, it may be your career, your academic development, for retirees, same thing, relationships, whatever areas you've chosen that you're going to focus on increasing or improving for the remainder of the year, the month, or what have you. Again, whatever point of the year you're deciding to do these activities. That's number three. What is the plan of action? So we need to decide where we're going to reposition ourselves, what areas we need to pivot and kind of just turn and go a different way on certain things. Perhaps, again, there's going to be areas of elimination. You may decide, hey, you know what, this is, I was filling this plan last quarter of 2018 or whatever time, but now I'm really feeling like I want to go in a different direction. So you have to do that excavation work and really start to dig and say, what is the plan of action going forward for me? And the fourth step, the fourth and final step, is for you to begin to come up with methods of execution. So we have a plan in place and a plan of action, but now we need to start thinking about the methods of execution. So how is this going to happen? We want to break down these steps and start to take a look at, so how can I obtain this? You know, I've decided what I want. I'm crystal clear on my goals, my plan going forward. And now, what are my methods of execution? How am I going to bring this to pass and put this under my feet, these plans to grow spiritually, to grow my business in these particular areas, to strengthen this relationship, and so on and so forth. So what are my methods of execution? And in doing your methods of execution, it's important to look at your routine. It's important to start, you know, taking a look at your habits, your practices, because really, and I was sharing with a very close friend about tightening up my time management. And I recently heard Del Toro McNeil talking about the value of protecting our time and making sure that we utilize it, that, you know, really understand how precious it is. I always call it, here at Taylor for Success, your most precious commodity, because more precious than money or anything else that we have in our lives is our time. Because once that hour goes by, once that day goes by, that week, that month, that is it. You know, there are no do-overs. There are no, hey, God, can I get, you know, the first 2 weeks of June back? I was kind of a little bit out of it. Once a day comes and goes, that is it. You know, there's no getting it back. Whereas with money, if it's lost, it can be made again, you know. But time, we would all agree, there are no makeup days when it comes to your time. So it's very important that you are monetizing your time and planning your time efficiently and effectively as best that you can. So that goes with number four, your methods of execution. How are you going to bring your plan to pass? So again, we're talking about powering up your progress and how you can make the rest of this year pop and be the best that it can possibly be for you and yours. And so I want to go over those steps again. Number one is to pause, to realize in order to progress, you need to, what I say, pull the train into the station, gas up, refuel. So taking, again, what I call the last week of June and the last week of December, your power weeks. Some people for December will do the week before because of the holidays and what have you. But those last 7 days of the month, of the quarter, of the halfway mark, whatever it is, deciding, hey, I'm going to designate time each day to pause, to power down, and then we're going to go into step number two, where we're doing reflection, we're assessing, and we're pinpointing in the key areas of our lives that are most important to us, where we were challenged, and where we saw the most growth. Where were we most challenged? Where did we fall short? Where did we, you know, tumble and fall? Where we have some mishaps? And then also, we want to be sure to take the time to celebrate our growth. So, and the wins, you know, we've got to celebrate the wins as we go along our way. Then number three is putting together the detailed plan of action. The action goes into step four is the method of execution. But putting a plan in place, all right? And that is so important, because if you don't have the details, if you're not clear, if you don't have clarity, it really takes away from the energy and the focus to go forward. So we really want to make sure that there's a plan in place, because you've assessed what areas are challenged, and now we've got to talk about So what do we want to do going forward? Number four, what are going to be your methods of execution? So now the plan's in place, and now we need the plan in motion, or the plan in action. So we need to start breaking down again in those key areas, what are we going to do? Taking a look at our time management, taking a look at our habits and rituals, routines, all of those things are, do we have them in place, number one, and are they habits that are supporting our progress, or are they holding us back? So those are the key steps. Please tune in. We're going to be talking more about how you can power up your progress and get to your next level. So stay tuned here to Tailor for Success. In the meantime, I definitely invite you to connect with me online. Please visit the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. IAMTAYLORED, the number four, the letter U.com. IAMTailoredForYou.com. I look forward to connecting with you online. And of course, on all your favorite social media sites, you can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, as well as Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So I want you to connect with me there. And until next time, dear friend, remember this, the best is yet to come. Take good care.